This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in the last hour, I talked a lot about a Washington Post article that's been mirrored or imitated, cloned in 100 other papers that are all over the place and on television. Is Rudolph, Eric Rudolph, quote, a Christian terrorist? And should the Christians be watched? Not just the Christian identity, but everybody. Question I have for you is, can you trust an FBI that already tried to frame Richard Jewell? Can you trust an FBI that says that they will torture people who are terrorist suspects? Can you trust any confessions? Can you trust an FBI that has falsified and been proven in court in hundreds of FBI crime lab cases to falsify and plant evidence? Can you trust an FBI and a BATF that have planted evidence across the country and control violent informers who commit assassinations and deal drugs for them? FBI got caught 2 years ago from Boston to Los Angeles doing this. Can you trust a government that's totally illegitimate to dispense this justice? The answer is no. They got evidence of Rudolph. Make it a state matter. Get a real jury of his peers in North Carolina and see what happens. That's the question. See what happens. See what the evidence is. But I know this, you can't believe any confessions or anything that come out of Rudolph because this government says they torture people. And I look at the M.O. of what these bombings did. It aided the police state. It fits their M.O. I believe the globalists are behind it because they've been behind everything else we've been able to investigate. So we'll take your calls on that in the next segment. Toll-free number to join me. I'd like to hear you chime in on this subject. What do you think? What's your gut? What's the evidence tell you? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air today. Our government is now saying they're preparing an invasion of North Korea, of Iran, and in the aftermath of this, Korea tensions soar over border dispute. Tensions between North and South Korea increase still further today, and accusations of broader incursions. The Navy command of the North Korea's People's Army claims South Korea has repeatedly violated Western sea borders in recent days. Warning shots were also fired by South Korea 2 days ago when North Korea fishing boats allegedly entered its territorial waters. Now there is an increased danger of nuclear war. Any clash may lead to war, said a spokesman for the North Korean Navy command. He accused South Korea of daily incursions to give America favorable conditions for a war. And I think North Korea is totally evil, but so are the globalists, and the globalists have given them the nuclear reactors. The Gulf of Tonkin started by our government. This is now admitted fact from declassified documents that came out last year, that North Vietnamese speedboats did not fire on ships. That was made up. Will this happen again? Or will North Korea launch a preemptive strike because Rumsfeld, it's now come out, on purpose leaked a weapons blueprint, an attack blueprint for war, preemptive strike against North Korea. So they're advertising preemptive strikes. What's going to stop that psychopath Kim Jong-il from launching his own preemptive strike? And the North Koreans will not be a pushover like the stage war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Their people, whenever one of their boats is captured, one of their fishing boats, spy trawlers is captured, they always take cyanide. That's communist hardcore mind control. You notice the globalists wouldn't take them out in the 1950s, though, in the Korean War. You notice that they had to instead give them nuclear reactors in the late 1990s with Donald Rumsfeld, the head of the board of the company ABB that gave them the weapons. So things are escalating very seriously here. And when I get back, I'll get into now it's Iran. G8 leaders accuse Tehran of doing a Saddam with nukes. And go ahead and get ready for the invasion there. So it's getting more and more serious by the hour, by the day. And we'll be here tracking this as it develops for you. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious-tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive, not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order clan, the New World Order gang, has said they want World War III. And to get it, in their own policy reports, from the Project for a New American Century, to the CIA, to Bezinga Brzezinski in his own publications, Richard Pearl, Wolfowitz, Bush, all of them, Democrats, Republicans, have said they needed, quote, Pearl Harbor catastrophic events, terror attacks to get us mobilized behind a war for empire. And you're not going to be any part of that empire, just in case you thought you were. So coming up, more on the escalation with North Korea, one of the most serious developments in modern history. At the G8 summit, they're saying, get ready to go into Iran and Syria next. That's coming up in one moment, just a few minutes. And I've got a bunch of other news stories here. U.S. prison population largest in the world. Yeah, it's been that for decades, but now it dwarfs everyone. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go to John and Rhonda and others that are holding. John in the United Kingdom, welcome to the airwaves, sir. Good to have you on with us, John.
Sorry, Alex. I'm having some problems with my phone here.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Let me just swap handsets. First of all, I want to apologize if I upset any followers of Jesus last week. I didn't mean to take the Lord's name in vain. It was just I was expressing what people's reaction was.
I understand. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
I appreciate you having me back on. Wanted to say to you, there's a story in the press here today. I'm going to try and change phones back here again. There's a story in the press here today that people are now, the Labour Party is going to put it in their manifesto that to receive ongoing health treatment, because you know we have our National Health Service here.
Yeah, I've got the story. If you
You've
want
got
any,
it.
First they get you addicted to national health care, then they say you can't be overweight, you can't drink, you can't smoke cigarettes, and then they're going to use the national ID card to swipe and track what you buy and eat, and then they get everybody socialized and go, well, their unhealthy lifestyle's costing us money, and so none of you have any of your own privacy. Yeah, tell us about Maximum Orwellville.
Well, it sounds a bit like a fascist state to me, don't you think?
A total control freak Orwellian dream.
And,
I didn't mean to steal your thunder. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's crazy. I mean, as I said to you last week, myself and my friends were waking up to all of this, and we've been talking about, well, when the ID card comes in, you have to use an ID card. Do we use it, or do we fight against it? You know, do you end up stepping out of the system if that's the only way you can get stuff? And actually, the solution is to go out and tell people en masse, don't take it. But it's the whole problem with the problem reaction solution paradigm of people saying, well, we need this. As you said last week, as plenty of other people have said, that, you know, with all these 4-hour lines at the airport and, you know, you're getting caught up with all these guys and they have to make sure you're not a terrorist. But if you can prove who you are...
Now they're going to put, from England to the U.S., hardened checkpoints in the road where volunteers help searching your car. They call it a seatbelt check, but I have the plan from 98 where the feds said that it was about searching your car and setting up national tollways.
Yeah, I heard your report about that last week. The problem is that we have no constitution, and it's crazy that we've never had our constitution is basically law of precedent. The only constitution we have is the Magna Carta, which is a little bit out of date.
Well, Blair announced 3 years ago from Runnymede the end of the Magna Carta. Do you remember that? He went to the field where in 1214 that happened, and said, we're getting rid of juries, grand juries, everything, reinstating double jeopardy, trying you twice for the same crime. And for people that don't understand, because I'm jumping around here, in this world, you will swipe a card. They will tell you what to eat, when you can go out. You will be retina scanned to decide if you're, quote, tired so you can drive your car. It's total control freak world. Go ahead.
Basically, we don't have a constitution of our own. But it looks like they're going to be taking on a European constitution, which is just madness.
An unelected board running things.
Yeah, but instead of taking our own constitution, which a lot of people would like to prevent our further integration with Europe, we're going to integrate further and take a constitution which will still leave it open-ended. And as I've explained to people, when I studied politics at university, we were taught, oh, there is no end game to Europe. It's a continual process. No, it was designed to be that way. And people go, yeah, okay, fine. And I had a module which was about political ideologies, and I believe the module was called The End of Ideology? And I was not allowed to reach my own conclusions. I now realize why, because if I'd reached my own conclusions, I would have realized it's not the end of ideology. It's still going. But,
well, they're training us that we're not allowed to criticize. In Europe now, some people have been fired, some arrested, for criticizing the EU. See, first it's don't talk bad about this racial group. Next, and everybody's bleeding heart and goes, oh, yes, that's reasonable. And the next it's you can't criticize the EU and you've got to accept genetically modified food and you've got to turn in your firearms and we're going to take your private property and we're going to inspect your house and we're going to, yeah.
And it's all over the place.
So what are people saying about having to give a pledge and then swipe your ID cards to buy your food so you can, quote, be tracked for the healthcare system?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of, I wonder if people are going to say, oh, well, the chip in my arm makes much more sense than carrying the card around with me. That's where I know that the world has completely lost all sense of, normalcy.
Now, your government is farther along than ours. You have microchips.
In some ways, but we don't have the media bombardment and propaganda quite in the way you do. But again, we are lulled into this false sense of security in believing that because we think we have a free press, oh, well, none of this is going to sneak up on us because our journalists will expose it.
But
well,
John,
nonsense. They're now having an argument, did Blair deceive us over weapons of mass destruction? Of course he deceived us. He's deceived us for 6 years. But instead, and I watched him on the news last night, and this guy is going to get hung on his own petard because he said too much. He's answered the question, no, I didn't lie. Well, on that alone, he's a liar. So let's get him. But the problem is, who do we replace him with? The same thing, probably.
The guy's a puppet, and they've always got another puppet behind him. Bush, Clinton, Gore, Blair.
Yeah, although it's less easy to see in this country who is the power behind the throne. It's less easy to be able to... I mean, with Bush, obviously, you can see skull and bones. You can see all the people around him, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld. But with Blair, it's much more difficult to the untrained eye to see the connection.
Well, look at who voted in your parliament. The conservatives teamed up with the liberals. Same thing happens here. The conservatives vote together on open borders, gun confiscation, selling out our sovereignty, on key issues of tripling the size of the BATF to take our guns. They're together.
Well, it's they need a budget so they can plant bombs, Alex.
Pardon me?
It costs a lot of money to plant all that plastic explosive. Where do they get the budget from to plant all those bombs? They need the money, don't forget.
Yeah, the government needs the money to terrorize us and then pose as our savior. But on the issue of national ID card, your government was more honest about your driver's license being the national ID card and that everyone now has to have the card even if you don't drive and that you're going to have this to, quote, even leave your house. There is massive resistance to that. How are things going over there in fighting that?
I don't think there is a fight at the moment. I mean, I think Liberty might kick up, Liberty, the rights organization might kick up about it, but there isn't really, I don't think there's much of a storm at the moment. At the moment, everyone is...
Well, according to The Guardian and BBC, that it's the polls are like 80% are against it. The politicians are saying they're not going to vote for it as they already implement it.
As is always the way. I have to tell you, actually, it's an interesting story. When I was going over to the States and I just turned 21, I had to order myself a photo driving license because our old driving license here was just a piece of paper. No photo. No photo ID. And actually, you could use that ID to get all sorts of things. You'd use a non-photo ID for a passport. It was ridiculous. And in that sense, I agreed with the photo ID, but I had to get it to prove my age so I could go into a bar.
But they still... got to have an ID to get in the bar now.
But it's a funny story. I was in Houston with some friends, and I went into this bar. And the lady said to me, honey, can I see some ID? And I gave her my photo driving license, and she said, well, according to this, you're not 21 yet. And I had to explain to her that in England, we print the date the other way around. It was only when a guy at the bar said, yeah, that's true, that she served me. But then they looked at the driving license, and they saw the letters UK, and they said, where are you from? The Ukraine.
Well, let me tell you. It was a poll like 3 years ago. Al Gore was still in office. It was about 4 years ago. 92%, that was the number, 92% of high school seniors couldn't tell people who the vice president was. So they've done a great job dumbing us down. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate that call. I didn't mean to jump around, but I wanted to paint folks a picture of how serious things are across the pond. Let's talk now to Rhonda in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming up to Kansas City. Last month. Really appreciated getting to make some connections up there. And,
well, I enjoyed seeing all those great folks, that crowd.
Well, I really appreciate you spending your whole life, dedicating your whole life so that I can have a little bit of a life. And, you know, if Kim Jong over in Korea, they're not going to make a move without orders from the New World Order. And then he can retire to the hot tub with Bin Laden and Hussein to get his endless supply of little children to feed on, too. You know?
Well, he is into that. He's been caught kidnapping mainly 18-year-old Asian film stars. He will have a plane hijacked, brought to his country, and then he kills them after he's done with them. He just apologized for that, though, about 6 months ago.
I'm sure the illuminated ones will keep him in full supply.
Oh, well, he's certainly one of them in his taste.
As far as the courts go here, from what I'm understanding, is the way I see it is the reason they're getting so arrogant is because they understand that this is a corporation and we are under corporate law. And as debtors, you have no rights. You have no constitutional rights. Going back to the 33, trading with the enemy and that whole 9 yards. And did I hear you say one time Rush Limbaugh was a member of CFR?
His books are published by a subsidiary of their publishing house.
Okay.
You want to add some more, Rhonda, or are you done?
No, I just wanted to say that the courts, you know, that we got to understand that we're in a corporate law. And
you're
not
right. It's a contract law, but it's a fraud because they trick you into signing on to it. Great points, Rhonda. Thank you for the call. Call back anytime. All right, I'll tell you about the war with Iran that's coming up when we get back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, so let's get this straight. The Project for an American Century, a group chaired by Wolfowitz and Cheney before the election, wrote in dozens of major essays publicly on their website that they needed a big terror attack in America to get us behind endless wars, to take over the entire Middle East, to attack North Korea, and to have a national draft, and to set up World War III. Now they've gone into Iraq. They publicly let everything break down and organized some of the looting. They only guarded the oil fields. Now they're mowing down people that protest peaceably in many cases. Or if it's a wedding and somebody shoots a gun in the air, which they do over there, everybody knows that. And now they have said they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction, but oh, they promise they will. Of course, any real weapons of mass destruction they may find were sold to them by the U.S. government, and that's a fact, folks. Senatorial hearings by Alphonse D'Amato in 94 about the actual purchase orders on the sarin, the VX, the botulism, the anthrax, the West Nile, everything we're now enjoying in this country. That increases the government's power in the name of keeping us safe from all of it. And now they want to invade North Korea. They leak a document 2 months ago. I got to bring that story back. That's such a big deal. We can't just glaze over Rumsfeld's 100-plus page battle plan being, quote, leaked to the Washington Post. Now, do you really believe that? They leak the top secret battle plan, which tells North Korea, we're going to invade you. We're going to attack you in October. We're massing forces to attack you preemptively. In October, then suddenly Richard Pertl's at White House dinners laughing, oh, don't worry, we're going into North Korea and Iran and Syria next. I have family who are officers, one in particular, in the Army, in logistics, and let me tell you, they're going to war with Syria. They've been told that in the next 2 years. That was 3 or 4 months ago, so now it's about a year and a half away, maybe sooner. And so they're actually saying now, we have these articles posted on Infowars.com, that they're going to, quote, find the weapons in Iran or Syria. That's where Saddam sent them. Oh, wow, we're supposed to believe all this. G8 leaders accuse Tehran of doing a Saddam, the headline says, with nukes. World leaders yesterday accused Iran of secretly trying to make nuclear bombs, a hard-hitting statement issued from the G8 summit of the world's richest nations in Evian, France, condemned rogue states with weapons of mass destruction as the greatest threat to the world peace. It's a coup for Tony Blair and President George Bush, who have warned Iran and fellow Axis of Evil members, North Korea, to stop production of banned weapons. And now Putin has announced he will stop the transfer of nuclear reactor parts to Iran. Now, it turns out that Britain and the U.S., according to the BBC, have transferred key parts, more important than the parts that have been given by Russia to Iran, and China, who our government's given everything, including multiple warhead technology, MIRV technology, and perfected their Long March 3-stage intercontinental ballistics and 2-stage missiles as well. And again, they've armed North Korea with the reactors to make, quote, 100 nuclear warheads a year, according to the Associated Press. So, arming all the enemies for this global war, and out of it, a new dark age, a police state, national ID cards, secret arrests, but oh, it's okay because we're in a war. Oh, it's okay if they take our pension funds and the veterans' health care because we're in a war. It's okay if they raid SNLs and raid Enron and raid Global Crossing and raid your pension funds because we're in a war. And it's okay if there's no 911 investigation of blatant prior knowledge and CIA involvement because we're in a war. And, oh, we've got the Christian terrorists now, the headline says, attacking us. We've got to arrest them and torture them, too, because it's a war against terror. All of this flying in the face of the evidence. So now here's Europe, who claimed they were against this the whole time. Oh, they're suddenly all for it. And so is Japan. And so is Russia. In action, they're together. In rhetoric, they're against it. That's the only difference here. So the UN can play the part of the good cop as America plays the part of the bad cop. But some fear America is mounting pressure for an attack on the world's fourth largest oil producer coming so soon after Iraq war. It sparked anger in the House of Commons. Again, that's in England, totally staged. Are we going to lay waste to half the world before we have finished? Said Ann Cryer, a member of Parliament and anti-war veterans campaigner Alice Mahoon, said it is absolutely outrageous to start making threatening noises against other countries. Well, they've already said they're about to start transmissions into Tehran and Syria and into Tehran, in Iran, and Damascus, and Syria. They're already starting it, folks. This is incredible. Massive escalations, and the feds had the plans and said it would go just like this 4 years ago.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer 03-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
From 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight, you can hear this broadcast. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, I was talking about how they're getting ready to attack all these sovereign nations after they've armed them. And they're also going to have a national draft for you they've got lined up, compulsory service. This is the shift of America into total tyranny, and there's nothing like a war to smokescreen the looting of our economy while using what's left of America to empower the New World Order and then blaming America for the takeover of the New World Order before handing everything over to the United Nations and NATO as the savior of the world. I got a bunch of other news coming up and your calls. We've got several guests on with us. We'll be going to here in just a few minutes. Before I go any further, though, I want to tell you about HerbalHealer.com. Folks, they have a giant 120-page catalog full of every health supply, herb, spice, oil of oregano, you name it, vitamin or mineral that you need, and they're really good prices, high-quality products. They've been around since 1987. They've got correspondence courses to become a naturopathic healer. They've got books for the herbs and spices in your area, a great thing to have in outdoor living. Ooh, I better watch out. That's terrorist now to be able to be self-sufficient and not eat irradiated food. The point here is you need to call HerbalHealer.com. You need to go to their website. You need to call them immediately and get their free catalog and their free newsletter, chock full of vital information, 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. HerbalHealer.com is the website. Herbal capsules. Let's go ahead and put our guest on hold, guys. Thanks. Herbal capsules and combinations, herbal tinctures and herbal extracts, hundreds of medicinal quality bulk herbs. They got herbs, soap, shampoos, toothpaste. It goes on and on and on. Colloidal silver, coral calcium, BETA, glucans. Folks, it's 120 pages of stuff, more than you'll find at any health food store. The highest quality, give them a call, 870-269-4177 or HerbalHealer.com. And then last or not least, folks, I have produced 9 documentary films. My 9th film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is now out. It is 2 hours and 37 minutes long. If you thought my other films were informative and dynamic, believe me, you're going to love this video. And you're authorized with my documentary films to make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. I want you to get them. I want you to make 100 copies. You can do that. Make a copy every morning when you go to work, a copy when you go to bed at night, and in just a month or two, you'll have, in just a couple months, you'll have 100 copies out there to opinion makers, talk show hosts, county commissioners, doctors, lawyers, people that can affect change. Because most people aren't evil, they're ignorant and being used by this corrupt system, and so the road to Hades is truly paved with useful idiots following what they thought were good intentions. So, we have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, about who really carried out September 11th. Masters of Terror, part 2 of that film. My book, Descent into Tyranny, 230 pages, only $12, covering 9-1-1 and the reality of what happened there, and how it's a catalyst to shift us into the police state. So understand, I've got 9 films, a book, and 2 pro-liberty t-shirts as well. Support the broadcast. Make your purchase today. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number to order, 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And Thomas Jefferson said it best, evil men and tyrants flourish when good men and women do nothing. It's up to you. Take the road to tyranny. Last comment. We have FEMA to a group of police on video saying Christians, the founding fathers, homeschoolers, gun owners, defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. And then we have the training in function where state police in Virginia arrest a woman at a checkpoint for having a pocket constitution. It's on video. That's about 5 minutes of my 2.5-hour film, The Road to Tyranny. Get the videos, warn America what this war on terror is really all about. All right, let's go to our guest. The family's going to stay in anonymity. They've already been in some news articles, but we're not going to tell you their names because they don't want to. I think it's frankly safer to come out and stand up, but they're standing up more than most folks here on the air. There are thousands of these cases that we see every year in the mainstream news. This is just one of them. Dr. Sarah Case is a chiropractor. We have the mother and grandmother, and later, because we can't have 4 people online at one time, I don't think anybody can, we're going to have the father on. They wanted to have a home birth. And I'm just going to recap things, because I heard this on Joyce's show today. Just to recap the story, and this, I've also seen this in the news, the story a few months ago when this happened, just to recap the story briefly, and they can tell me if I'm wrong at any point. And I want to tell you that you're much safer in a home birth if you have a midwife, statistically. But then, in a rare case, you do have a problem. You've got to go to the hospital. The baby was too big. They get to the hospital. They tell them, we don't want any vaccinations. They act like that's weird. They won't sign for a Social Security number, which I didn't get mine until I was like 14. Why do they want it at birth now? They freak out over that. Suddenly they say, this test says you've got hepatitis, when it was a test that 40% of the time is inaccurate. Just a quick smear test. Later turned out she didn't have hepatitis. They said, we've got to vaccinate your baby now for hepatitis B. They called in a kangaroo court with a bioethicist. They had a staged event, forcibly injected the child, took the child away, injected it, gave it back to him. The social worker said, if you don't give him the other shots next week, when you're supposed to get it 2 months later, because I've had this, the hepatitis shot, because I worked in the medical field in college. I know about it. You get it 2 months later, 3 shots. They said, you take it next week or we're going to take your child. They then got the information that they didn't have hepatitis. It was made up. And I think they should sue. They've got a major lawsuit. Their civil rights, their God-given rights, their constitutional First Amendment right to practice religion has been violated. But this is a family that knew what they were doing and still got caught in the clutches. Dr. Sarah Chase and also the mother and grandmother who were under attack, and they are patriots. They know about the New World Order. Welcome to the airwaves. Did I, in a nutshell, recap what happened accurately?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much for having us on, Alex. This is Dr. Chase. I do need to correct just a few minor things. The baby wasn't too big. The baby was in good shape, good size and everything. The problem with the home birth is that the baby went transverse, and the child cannot be delivered in the transverse.
That's feet first?
It was transverse.
Sideways?
And it was sideways instead of in the down position. And most of the time with natural intervention methods, we can get the baby to turn. This was one of those rare instances where we could not get the baby to turn, so the mother had
to. I know you've been involved in these. For those that don't know, I've investigated it. We've had guests on. I've even read the mainstream news. Statistically, home births are safer.
Oh, so much more.
And that's because of the hormones they use, the shots they give, the just bad medical care.
Yes, and I will have to say most women that say, oh, I'm so glad I went to the hospital because of this, this, or that, most of those things that happened were because of medical intervention. If they were involved in a home birth with a good midwife and hopefully a chiropractor at hand, that wouldn't have happened. I recommend people have their babies at home for health reasons and also because of what hospitals are doing as a arm of the government.
And they're also trying to shut down midwives now nationwide, which have been around longer than doctors.
Yes.
Now, why is it in third world countries and even third world Eastern European white countries, it's not just a thing of color, why can women have a baby in an average of 6 hours, but in the U.S. the average is now 18 hours? Why is that?
I think part of it is the state of our health. So many people's health is they're not taking care of themselves, but also the medical intervention. So often they're inducing the labor and people are out of shape. They're not exercising. They're scared. They're led to believe that a birth is a medical process rather than a natural process. If the babies and mothers were just left alone, the baby would come on its own time of its own choosing.
Well, I had a friend in high school whose mother was a doctor, and in one of their rooms as an antique, they had a Swedish birthing chair. And they said in Sweden, a woman squatting, I don't want to get into too many details, but have a baby in an average of 2.5 hours.
That's common. That's common.
Well, why does it take 18 on average now?
Well, it also depends on what we're talking about. Once the water breaks, oftentimes the baby normally naturally will come within a few hours. But before the water breaks, how long has a woman been having labor pains? It actually could be for days. I'm not talking about hard labor. Once the water breaks, the woman will go into much harder labor. But, you know, it's not uncommon for a woman to have labor pains for several days.
But, I mean, it just seems like gravity, that the old-fashioned way they did it in the Bible is the way, it seems like with gravity that would be the sensible way to do it.
It certainly makes sense to me, Alex, when they lay these women on their backs and they're pushing against gravity. And it causes so much more back pain, and it's so much more difficult for the baby. Of course, it's going to take longer. The way that they birth babies in hospitals, not in the birthing centers, but in the regular hospital medical rooms, it's, in my opinion, it's horrible.
Well, people can't defeat the statistics, and that's a fact if you check it out. So what happened, again, in this case, and are you guys going to sue these people?
The family is pursuing legal remedy because they feel, I'll let them tell you all this, but they feel it's their moral and ethical obligation to not let such tyrannical tactics go unnoticed.
Well, it's the state saying they own your kids, and it's basically kidnapping.
Right. Well,
let's bring the grandmother up. Exactly, and we'll just call her Grandmother Mary, exactly what happened and what has this been like for your family. We'll bring the mother up as well, and thank you for your courage coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Mary. It was a nightmare for us. My daughter needed help, and the baby was transverse, couldn't be born in a transverse position. We recognized that. We took her to the hospital, and when we got there, a doctor met us. We had called ahead, and a doctor had met us, and he said, I know you think we're the enemy, but I'm not here to get rich off of you. I have an office full of patients, and I'm not here to get rich on you. And the attending nurse, I thought this was a strange comment. The attending nurse turned to the doctor and smiled and said, no, we don't want your money. We just want your firstborn. And that was our introduction to the hospital.
Oh, that didn't come out this earlier today. Oh, how nice. Did you know that I've covered this in Austin, and when you go to one of the city hospitals, in some weeks, the average is one-third of the kids are being grabbed. If you're poor, don't know your rights, they come in with police. We have this on video. We've aired it on TV in Austin. They say, sign these documents now. The mother cries, signs the documents, and they never see the kid again.
Well,
so she told you, this nurse said, now that's cruel and unusual. That was vicious. That shows premeditated activity. This nurse said, we just want your firstborn.
We don't want your money. We just want your firstborn. And it was somewhat riveting, but I thought I blew it off. I thought, okay, bad joke. But then, in light of what happened, looking back at that, I think it's quite telling.
Well, I've heard the tactic. I don't know about this hospital, but that's how they, in some of the other cases, they will claim, oh, mommy had a hepatitis thing. We got to keep the baby for observation. They take them into neonatal, and there's no problem with them. Then they use that to freeze things to get the order to take the child. Of course, it turned out that your daughter, and she's on with us now, did not have hepatitis, totally off this little test.
We knew that from the beginning. She wasn't even at risk.
So they do this now, starting to look premeditated.
Well, it makes you wonder. It makes one wonder that the doctor did the C-section. The baby was taken to intensive care unit to monitor the baby. They kept the baby there. They didn't release the baby till 2 days later. Well, actually, that evening. It was getting close to midnight. But they
did the baby look like a pin cushion by the time they were done with it?
They poked the baby a lot. They took a lot of blood samples. It was not fun. But they made the blood sugar an issue. I talked to a pediatrician
that's because the child wasn't nursed. If it was immediately put on the breast, the milk would flow, the colostrum, and of course, after labor and the stress of that, I looked at the old statistics, and we've had guests on about this. Of course, the blood sugar is low in most children at birth. Now they consider a 45 level, which was average just 30 years ago, they consider that as low, correct? Is that what they did?
The criterion was 50. The baby was
50?
Nursing. Yeah, the baby.
The criteria was 50?
That's right.
Oh, man, that's a major scam.
Right. The baby was nursing. Baby was nursing well until they forced the vaccination. And then the oxygen levels went down. They had a criterion for oxygen.
That's listed as one of the most dangerous vaccines, even on the insert, correct, Doctor?
Oh, yes.
We knew that.
Especially for newborns whose immune systems are not fully developed.
Well, they were holding, the last day the baby was there, they were holding the baby because blood sugar would not meet the 50 criterion. My daughter was so exhausted, we were trying to get her a little bit of rest. The whole experience was a nightmare for her. They kept coming in, having her sign papers, and...
She signed the papers?
There were papers that she did not sign.
These are wolves. Now, in the predatory world, I'm going to point this out. The government does this. The old, the young, the infirm, the sick. This is what wolves do, or hyena on the African plain, wild dogs, lions. They target other mammals when they're down on their backs or when they're down on their sides. That's when they attack. And in the same way here with the New World Order, vicious attacks with CPS when the family is most exhausted.
Well, it was exhausting.
So you're surrounded by hyenas. What did you do as you're surrounded by them baying at you?
Yeah. Well, they walked in. They told her she had hepatitis B. She felt, my goodness, she felt as if that was a death sentence. They said, we've got to vaccinate your baby. You have hepatitis B. When, in fact, all they had was a screening test.
And you got the medical report. You got the medical report. Again, folks, I've worked in dentist offices, hospitals. As a large animal vet, I know about this stuff. I've sat there and watched the test done. They know that test is 40% wrong. And he told your daughter she had hepatitis? That is emotional damages right there.
This was not even her doctor that told her that she had hepatitis.
Was it the pediatrician?
This was a neonatologist who was in charge of the neonatology nursery.
Hospital pediatrician. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And expose the death camps. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We know you're paranoid about hospitals. Don't worry. We don't want your money. We just want your firstborn, is what they told them. Here in Austin, we've done TV shows, folks, where poor people, no criminal records, done nothing wrong, show up, CPS walks in, and says to them, oh, what do you do? Well, I'm a maid, and my husband is a construction worker. Well, how are you going to take care of this baby? Well, here, just sign here. They don't even tell them what it means. We've been there with cameras as police are telling them to stand back, and the mother's crying, and the officer grabs woman by the arm and says, sign it! And they go, and sign it, and they take the child and laugh. We have video. We've aired this in Austin. It just horrifies people. This is a middle-class family, young parents, with good parents and grandparents, with doctors who are in the family. Sarah Chase is a member of the family. It's her sister's daughter. And this is how they operate. This is what they do. I want you to know. And going along with them won't help you. The brain damage, the disease, the attack, the IQ reduction by the military-industrial complex is public. We have Henry Kissinger's plan on InfoWars.com, a national security document public, where they say they want to sterilize half the women in the world at birth through different systems. And the baby girls are really in trouble. And the doctors, of course, don't know. They think it's all good, and they're following good orders because they're not the ones manufacturing these vaccines. And the AMA does a good job of keeping this all quiet. But now the head of the medical school of Chicago up in Illinois has gone public about how dangerous the vaccines are. Going back to Sarah Chase, the doctor, the family member, the grandmother, the mother, and the father, Michael, are joining us. We're about to end this hour. I want to hold you over, but any other key areas you want to hit on about how, I remember you said this morning when you were on Joyce and Dave's show that you're sitting there and they called this hearing that night, don't tell you about it until you were calling around looking for lawyers, and you call a lawyer's office, they go, oh, we're already there having the hearing. You run up to it and they say, why isn't the mother here? Doesn't she care when she just had a C-section and couldn't even get out of bed? Can you talk about any other key areas for us? Whoever wants to jump in.
Well, this is Dr. Chase. I'll be real brief so the others can talk. But the family was given less than an hour's notice. This was held after hours. The family had no chance of getting competent legal help or expert witnesses. We demanded to know why this was happening that night. They said it was a medical emergency. Now, mind you, the child's life was not in danger. The child wasn't bleeding. The child was doing well. And it went on for 3 hours. And when I challenged the jurisdiction, I did it probably way too late. But I asked the judge, what right do you have to do this? You know, you have no jurisdiction over this family. And he said, the child's here in the hospital. So when you take your child into a hospital, they claim jurisdiction over it. So it's a very dangerous place to be.
Well, also, I would add a caveat to this entire discussion that if they recommended that you take the next shot in a week or you'd be arrested, that even the insert says, because I've read it, that that is dangerous for the hepatitis B shot and that you shouldn't do it until at least a month and a half to 2 months. So they were recommending that. That right there is malpractice.
That was going against recommended protocol. The Center for Disease Control hotline was called in the Department of Health and Human Services, and we asked about that. Even if we had chosen to give that shot on our own, the protocol that the CDC recommends is at birth, and then no sooner than 1 to 2 months after. And they said if it was given any sooner, the child's life would certainly be in danger.
Yeah, they violated AMA. I would hit them on that point, and then I would hit them on the threats, we only want your firstborn, showing foreknowledge and racketeering, and do not waver. They all need to be, they need to lose their houses, everything they've got.
Well, there's another point.
Oh, tell us the name of the hospital, too, before we
Saint
end the show.
St. Mary's
hour.
Hospital.
What hospital?
St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction, Colorado.
That's right. Grand Junction, Colorado. I wanted that for all our Colorado audiences on our four affiliates there before we aren't with them. They don't carry the third hour.
Well, the social worker at the hospital when...
Say what? Stay there. We'll have to hear it on the other side. We'll be right back.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.